T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everyone's entitled to slip up now and then, and that includes Brad Pitt. For that reason, we have to forgive him for his misstep with Ad Astra. In this, his latest project, Pitt serves as both a producer and a co-star. He plays astronaut Major Roy McBride, who's leading a team in building the world's largest antenna. The antenna is designed to locate advanced alien life. While high atop the structure, a sudden power surge sends one of his colleagues tumbling to the ground and almost cost McBride his life. The incident, which is just one of many that have been occurring on Earth, is caused by radioactive bursts, the result of electrical surges. At the heart of the problem, U.S. intelligence officials believe, is Roy's father, H. Clifford McBride, who commanded the Lima Project, a long-ago mission. Both Clifford and his ship have been missing for 16 years. Roy believes his father died in space, but in a top-secret mission, U.S. officials tell Roy that his father is still alive and they want Roy to find him. They believe Clifford may be committing potential acts of terrorism inside the rings of Neptune, and they think Roy is the only person who can lure him out of hiding.
Roy, we have something that might come as quite a shock to you. We believe your father is still alive near Neptune.
My father's alive, sir?
We believe so.
Roy, the surge seems to be the result of some kind of antimatter reaction. Now, the Lima Project was powered by that material, and your father was in charge of it.
In order to reach Neptune, Roy has to take a commercial shuttle to the moon. Once there, he and Colonel Pruitt, a retired astronaut and one of his father's oldest friends, are to be escorted to a remote base where they will board a spacecraft that will take them to Mars. But first, they have to travel from one outpost to another, and on the way, they're attacked by lunar pirates and renegades. I have to say, that incident was not unexpected. I could tell from the setup that someone or some members of their military escort were not going to make it, not to mention that the attack itself was rather ho-hum. This movie had tremendous potential, but unfortunately, it falls flat early on and never recovers. Ad Astra is 2 hours long, so if you really want to see it, my recommendation is to pass on the big screen version and watch it from the comfort of your own home, perhaps in time for the holidays. See you at the movies. I'm Terry Lee, a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association for WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.